Okay. Thursday, the 14th of April, Vov Nissan, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Pesach topic.
No.
More specific.
That's what it says? Underneath it says Shlita.
Okay.
Well,
that's interesting.
The flyer that I saw had the title on it. Maybe it's better than it doesn't say, so I can keep you in suspense. You're going to have to wait for the end now. Find out what it is we're talking about. Okay. Let's begin with a chazal that is quoted in the Haggadah itself, that is taken from the Mechilta. The Haggadah paraphrases the Mechilta and says, Yochel Meirosh Chodesh, I might have thought that we should begin the Haggadah, the Gadol to the Vincha, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we should have started a week ago. Yochel Meirosh Chodesh, I might have thought that we should start Haggadah last week. Palma Loima, Bayomahu. So the Possum needs to come and tell me only on that day, Bayomahu. Yochel Mivod Yoim, maybe it means during the day, if that's the case. So then we should have a Seder day, not a Seder night. Oh. Someone said, oh, you have to be over the age of 40 to say that. Young children would be horrified at the concept of a Seder day. It's all about Seder night, it's all the fun, staying up late. Now this is one of the passages in the Haggadah that I think doesn't always get the same amount of attention as perhaps some of the other passages like Manishtano, or Maestro Rabbi Akiva, or Yisha Hondo. But if we stop and think about it, what's the Havamina? I might have thought we should start on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? It's not as if, you know, when it comes to Sukkahs, Yochel, that we should start sitting in the Sukkah on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's not as if there's a Yochel we should start lighting the menorah on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We should start reading the Megillah on Rosh Chodesh Ador. What's the Yochel? What's the Sol Kedai Toch? What's the Havamin? So Fregen, come on. The Haggadah, the Arizal of Ono, in this brought down this question, was posed by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who gives various different approaches. What is the Yochel Talmud Loima? Meaning, if not for the Gzeres HaPikotsuv, I would have said Haggadah Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which would make next week's Seder night rather short. Eat some matzah, eat some more, and go to bed. Sing Halal, maybe. Said Halal and Shul, look into that minhag. Yeah. So, potentially we can answer this quite simply. And that is by looking at Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself. Because we discover that, unlike other Yom Tovim, it's not just the Yom Tov of Pesach that is critical, but the entire month of Nisan.
Yes.
The entire month of Nisan. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph, B'Nisan Nigalu, or B'Nisan Asid Nigol. Klal Yisrael were redeemed in Nisan, and Be'ez Hashem will be redeemed again in Nisan. By stories, it's a din in the month of Nisan. It doesn't say B'Pesach Nigalu, B'Pesach Asid Nigol. So there's a man Hagu'ula, there's a man Cheiruseinu, is not just about the 7 days of Pesach. Vaistos is the din in the whole Yom Tov. Sorry, the whole Nisan is part of this Yom Tov. Don't say Tachman in the whole month. Vavos Taka. Perhaps because of a very special event that took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What happened in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What do we know happened in Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So immediately our mind starts searching with something connected directly to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Actually, the Furusha Pasuk, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan hukam haMishkon. The Mishkon was finally established and set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vosodot Sutorn mit Pesach. What does that have to do with Pesach? Took place almost 12 months later. They were released on Tetzvot Nisan. The next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hukam haMishkon. What does HaKomos haMishkon have to do with Pesach? So for that we have a Ramban in his Akdoma to Sefer Shmos. The Ramban says that when the Yidden were released from Mitzrayim, had they achieved Geula yet? Had they achieved Cherus? Could they be considered Geulim? Could they be considered free? No. Why? Because nothing much had happened. They had merely been extracted from the actual location, the country, the land of Mitzrayim, and released into the Midbar. Had they achieved anything? Had they arrived anywhere yet? The Maisa? Let's not forget that even when they got to the Yamsum, the Malachim complained, the Baruch Shalom, why are you saving these and drowning those? Maybe you should drown these and save those? Halalo Ovda Avodah Zorah, Halalo Ovda Avodah Zorah. They're all the same, there was very little daylight between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim themselves. But when Klal Yisrael, says the Rambam, came through the Midbar, and they arrived, find it Har Sinai, and they received the Torah, and then they received the tzibur to build the Mishkan, and they set about assembling, gathering all the materials and assembling all the materials and donating all the materials, and finally, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were able to build this Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Mashre His Shechinah Amongst Klal Yisrael, Veshovu Yisrael Lema'alas Havoisam. And Klal Yisrael return to the level and the status of that which their forefathers had meant for them. Oh, now Shiro Chadosho Shiro Geulim. Now finally they could be considered proper Geulim, properly liberated from Mitzrayim. Asher Alkei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is actually the culmination of the Geulah. And it would make sense, therefore, that already from the beginning of the month, we should already be celebrating Geulas Mitzrayim Mitoich, that they arrived at the culmination of this Geula with HaKomos haMishkon already Rosh Chodesh. I want to suggest a very different approach. About the Shtetl Ramban is wichtig and sicher, but we need to perhaps look at something else. Let's look at the nature of the Yom Tov itself. Kiyudua, Pesach is also referred to in the Torah as Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos. The name of the Yom Tov is Chag HaMatzos, which means that the Yom Tov is named after this little flat piece of bread called a matzah, which defines and gives identity to the Yom Tov itself. What's the opposite of matzah? Chometz. And what's remarkable is that matzah is so important, it's so holy, that it is the only food that we are mechuyav to eat the entire year. It's the only food that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to consume. Matzah. Mitzad sheni chometz, there are plenty ma'acholos asuros, there are plenty forbidden foods that we must not eat during the year. Chometz beats them. Chometz is azon chomo. Chometz is so gefährlich that it makes chazatreif look almost kosher. Almost kosher. So an isukores, which according to some rishonim is why it's not bottle afil be'elef. Now, does everybody agree that matzah is not bottle? You cannot nullify matzah. But some say it's because of its chiyuv kores, that's the shit of the Rosh. Oynish koris, to chometz. If a piece of chazatrei falls into your cholent, but if it did and you couldn't find it, bottle b'shishin, mutter lechatchila. It's not mutter lechatchila to put it in your cholent in the first place. But if it falls in, to throw the cholent out, then you said the rice about tashmas. Eat the cholent, gazuntay, some milk falls into your chicken soup. It's probably more likely. No pork chops in your house. There's a bit of milk. Gesundheit. Both wishes. But Mushishim is a halach that says it's not theirs. But, just like with Mavatul Chometz, but if a tiny little piece of Chometz falls into your Pesach Tik stew, the whole thing is trick. Can't eat any of it. In fact, that's why, maybe for another time we can have a halachic discussion on this, that's why there are those who want to argue that you can't drink water on Pesach. You can't drink water on Pesach, because maybe somebody's feeding the ducks. Maybe somebody fed the ducks in the reservoir, and a tiny little piece of tiny breadcrumb falls into the reservoir, and the tiny reservoir becomes chometz. Or somebody throws a beer bottle in there, tosses a beer bottle over the fence, into the reservoir, a tiny bit of beer falls into the reservoir, doesn't matter how big it is, the whole thing, the entire thing is chometz. Is that fine? We've got to show on that for another time, maybe. But the fact that there's even a halakha in Azar shows how chomer is chometz. Mm-hmm. Those of you who own fish, I don't mean gefilte fish, I mean fish. I mean fish is actually a fish, right? Or some sort of pet, and you feed it chvesnish plus the whole year round, chometz. Pesach, you've got a big problem. Why? Because you can't even have a noah from the chometz. With other tvorim asur, macholos asur, you can have a noah from it. No, but we've all been there where somebody kindly from another religious persuasion perhaps has given us something that we can't eat. Right, or drink, a bottle of wine, it's happened to me before. I've also been given a bottle of whiskey on Pesach. Okay, I'm not going there, that's for a different time. But you get given something that's trash. You give it to the cleaner, you give it, or if it's something particularly classy, I want to say, if somebody, you know, got a work colleague, there's no taste. Basar b'cholov that's been cooked together with asa b'hanoch because there's an extra possibility of asa b'di b'chalim yumoi. Or b'chomis is asa b'hanoch, chomis asa b'hanoch, it's not bottled by elef, there's an oynish kores. We spent weeks ahead of Pesach scratching and cleaning and unscrewing the light bulbs and getting the screwdriver out into. The question is, Pavos, why? Why? What's the holy side behind the isa chomis? Because when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left in a hurry. No. They've been in there for 210 years. How long does it take to make chometz? 18 minutes. So 210 years and 19 minutes. How's it going, fella? And why were they in such a hurry anyway? They already told them midnight. Go, they didn't leave till the morning. 18 minutes! What is the height of the whole Yontif is Gebot, is founded on not Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, but a detail in the Yitzia, was Mevashtenish. We don't even understand why it's so chomer. If the Yontif was defined maybe by a critical element in the Yitzia, Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, perhaps the Makkos, perhaps Kriyas Yontif, the Yamsuf, Ken Vashten, I could have understood that, but. Chometz is so chomer, so gefährlich, I'm so worried about it. Changed the whole house upside down because of a tiny detail within the much grander story of Leitas Am Yisrael, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, when it comes to Yom Suf. Was ist also gefährlich? I go to Kasha. So perhaps we can take a look at the Matzah through the eyes of one particular middah that perhaps sums up this entire concept, and that is the middah of Zerizus. Middah of Zerizus. One thing is clear. There's one middah, there's one character trait, there's one attribute that would define Tzias Mitzrayim in the way that it is represented by the Yom Tov of Pesach. I think we'd all agree. It would be the middah of Zerizus. Middah of Zerizus. Pesach itself means to pass over, to spring over, medalik al horim, as it says in Shir HaShirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sped things up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketa, 190. Zerizus, the matz is done really quickly. Chometz is the opposite of Zerizus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed Klal Yisrael out of there, as the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Everything's being done in a hurry. Everything's being rushed along. Midas HaZerizus is very evident on the altar of Pesach. Perhaps we can explain this by understanding what Shteitim is in us to show him as to what it is that generates the middle of Zerizos. If we're going to type shop the word Zerizos, perhaps we'll call it hurried, perhaps we'll call it done with alacrity, done with great energy, with great enthusiasm, done quickly. Zerizos, the things are done with zeal, with zest, and with zip. That's Zerizos. But the Yom Tov of Pesach that represents this middle of Zerizos is perhaps because, as the Mesillas Hashonim explains, we rush to do things that we particularly like. Things that we have a particular affection for, things that we have that we value particularly, those are the things that we've got no problem bouncing out of bed in the morning to go and do. Even teenagers. Get up, go to shul, go to school. Nah, it's not always so easy. But there's a 4 a.m. flight to some exotic location where they never go to bed in the first place. And if they do, go to bed at 3, up at 4, no problem. We rush towards those things that we have a particular affection for, particular relationship with. Right, the things that we are slow and lazy about are those things that we don't really want to do. So we procrastinate, and we delay, and we push it off. And v'chahinu rabbis, everybody knows this. Right? We don't necessarily need the Gros Ramchal. This is the Boron Pshutim, really. Zerizos is directly related to Ahava. Asido Ahava, asido Zerizos. If there is love, there is Zerizos, and if there's no Ahava, there's no Zerizos. Who is the person in the Torah? Who is the personality in the Torah that perhaps we learn Zerizos from most, and that also display particularly exceptional levels of Ahava? The answer is that it's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the einzige in the Torah who is given the title Avraham Oyavi. Avraham Avinu had a particular loving relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlom, Ad Kadei Kach, that the Novi refers to him as Oyhavi, and it is Avraham Avinu who displays and exhibits the Midah of Zerizos more than anybody else. In fact, we'll soon see that the Gemara in Pesachim, of course, of all places, learns the Midah of Zerizos from Avraham Avinu. Where do we find this perhaps most of all? Avraham Avinu is an old man. He's just before Bris Mila. He's not feeling very well. All of a sudden, there's three guests that are Bokorots Avraham. Avraham Avinu rushes to serve the guests. Runs into the tent. Ma'ari Lushi Ma'asi Ugois, he says to his wife Sarah, quickly, quickly, bake some cakes. What, quickly, quickly, an old man, you're in pain, take it easy, no wait. From Avraham Avinu, there's no waiting. But Avraham, who's called the Oyhavi, it's always the L fill in the blank, Rots Avraham. What were those ugois that he asked his wife to bake, by the way? Matzahs. Why is he asking Sarah to make matzahs? Because it was Seder night. Is that a coincidence? Zichah not. Because if the person who represents and personifies Zerizos in the Torah is Avraham, and the Midah of Zerizos is integral to the Yom Tov of Pesach, and that's its name, and that's its mitzvah, and that's its issa, versteht sich, the whole concept of Zerizos is taught to us within the context of the Zerizos of Avraham Avinu. Murti Gazach. The problem is, and we can talk more about this, but there isn't time. That's why we laid Shir HaShirim on Pesach. Shir HaShirim describes, according to most Rishonim, it's the three different Mahalchim, but these three Mahalchim, but according to most Rishonim, of course, the Rambam, perhaps chief amongst them, the whole story of Shir HaShirim is this incredible, strong ahava azo between Baal Yisrael and the Rebbein Shlomo. And of course, Pesach is doch the Yom Tov of Avraham. just like Sukkot is Yankov and Shavuos is Yitzchok, not much to talk about. But Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avos Hashem. Munin HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the Zerizus comes in. But we still have a problem. And the problem is that according to this, Zerizus is lav dafka a midah kedosha. It's not necessarily a holy or special midah. A person has Zerizus, whatever they want. If a person loves their Gemara, they run to their Gemara. If a person loves to do chesed, they run to do chesed. If a person loves ichveis to play football, they'll be rushing out the door to go and play football. A person loves to go shopping. Come on, come on, come on! The sales! Sales start 9 o'clock! According to this understanding, Zerizos. We have Zerizos for whatever we want. I mentioned before, you've got an early morning flight, you bounce out of bed. Whereas other midas, Anova, for example, is inherently a holy midah. Is inherently a holy midah. Humility, modesty. And the other midas listed in the Brisa Rav Menachos ben Yoyah, that is the foundation of Mesilas Yesharim, in which Zerizus plays a critical point. These are the mid of Zehirus, the mid of Nikius, the mid of Chasidus, the mid of Kedusha itself. These are inherently holy midas. Zerizus seems to me, whatever you love, whatever you've got a particular affinity or affection for, that you'll be Zoriz towards, makes the Zerizus somehow not necessarily an inherently and integrally vital midah. It's just whatever is your fancy, that's what you'll have Zerizus for. Maybe. Kutzugein de pachal Yitzchok. We can't prepare for Pesach without the pachal Yitzchok. Kutzugein de pachal Yitzchok. He says, I'm murdered the kibot. He says, in this world, every person has a neshama. The problem is that the neshama doesn't want to be here. The neshama is trying to get back home. In fact, if you look in the Malbim Moshir Ashirim, his touch of the whole Megillah is not Klal Yisrael yearning to get back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the neshama trying to escape the goof and run back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The neshama doesn't want to be here. The neshama doesn't belong here. The neshama is always being mishtoikik to return to its source. Kiner Hashem nishmas odah. A person's neshama is compared to a candle. A candle is the only thing we can observe in the world that is yearning upwards. Everything else comes down. It's called gravity. Don't observe the opposite of gravity, you see a candle. Because it's indicative of the neshama that is trying to return back to Shomai. The neshama is trying to get out. But the neshama is trapped for now. The neshama is trapped. The neshama is trapped in a goof in the physical world. And, says the Pachad Yitzchok, it is also trapped in time. Because time is a critical dimension in existence. Without going into the full discussion on this, the Rambam already wrote about this in Moreh Nebuchim. You can also see it's written about in the Sefer Ikrim. Chasam Sofer talks about this in one of his tshuvas. Time is the fourth dimension of existence. Every physical object has a height and a width and a depth. But it also has time. Without time, nothing could exist in the physical world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create time in order for there to be a physical world. As some say, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was time. Bereishis Bara. The Vilna Gaon says, Taich in the Brocha, we say, Brocha Ta Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, Oyseh Maaseh Bereishis, Oyseh Maaseh is the creation of space, Maaseh Bereishis is the creation of time. Dr. Pachad Yitzchok, the neshama is trying to escape its physical clutches and trappings, which in effect means that it's trying to escape time itself. Zogdeh, the middle of Zerizus, when it is focused on Kedusha, and Torah and mitzvahs is the expression of the neshama trying to get on top of time. Dahainu, we can't escape time. Kol zman we are here, alei adomus. We can't escape the physical world. But as much as possible, the neshama wants to control it, wants to get on top of it. How does one control time? Through the middle of Zerizus. The middle of Zerizus says, I don't let time just play out. I get there ahead of time. Even in English we use that expression. He was there ahead of time. How can you get ahead of time? Whenever you're there, that is the time. The Teretz says when you're rushing, you are controlling time rather than the time controlling you. Yitzias Mitzrayim was not just about removing the physical body of Knesset Yisrael and placing them in the Midbar. But rather, Yitzias Mitzrayim is about the Kedush Nafshenu of Klal Yisrael. As you mentioned at the beginning, from the Ramban, that to be extracted and physically liberated is not a true liberation, it's not a true emancipation of Klal Yisrael. It's only when we are on top of the world, be mekayim mitzvahs, able to learn Torah, that is when we have chayus. As it says in Chazal, Perek Yovos, Ein ben chayrin ela mi she'osek la'Torah. Asher al kein, it makes absolute sense that the matzah takes center stage on Pesach, or why the chometz should be so toxic on Pesach, because chometz is the opposite of Zerizus. Chometz is gashmis, chometz is time, chometz is let it stew, chometz is let it stay in bed. Matzah is getting on top of the world itself. Yitzias Mitzrayim mamish. In the final couple of minutes, there's one other element of Zerizus that we've not touched on, and that's Taka the Gemara in Pesachim itself. We said Avraham Avinu, he is the personality in the Torah that represents Zerizus. And we learn this from the fact that it says, Vel HaBokor Rots Avraham. Avraham Avinu rushes. That is one aspect of Zerizus. That is one aspect. One aspect of Zerizus is very much rushing, doing things with alacrity, with great energy, punctually, quickly, energetically. But there's another element, and that's Taka the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there is having a discussion as to when Bedikas Chometz should take place. Is the Havamim who should be doing Bedikas Chometz very early? Maybe early in the morning. Why? So the Gemara, because Zerizim Makdinim Lemitzvus. Zerizim Makdinim Lemitzvus. Those who are Zoriz do things early. Bahoraya, Bayashkim Avraham Baboike. Avraham got up early in the morning. Till now, we've defined Zerizus as doing things quickly. But Zerizus also means doing things early. Not the same thing. But Habakkuk, Avraham Avinu was rushing. Vayashkim Avraham, Avraham Avinu doing things early, literally ahead of time. Arriving early is the reason on Makdinim limits. Actually, okay, maybe we can say, Das ist der Teich in Jochel Meir Shchodesh. If the whole Yisod of Pesach is Zerizus, the whole Yisod of the Matzah is Zerizus, then maybe it makes a lot of sense. The Chazal told us, in Kain, perhaps we should start early. Not Matzah, the Galut. The Matzah is the Zerizus of quickness, of speed. But the Haggadah can express itself through the Zerizus of Hagdoma. Yochel Meirosh Chodesh. Maybe we should start already a couple of weeks early. If this is the Yom Tov of Zerizus, if this is the Yom Tov of Ahava, it makes a lot of sense. that we should observe the Mehigadot HaLevincha already before Pesach. Nu, Chazon answer and say, Stark says, HaKosuf, Bayoy Mahu, Yochum Begyoy, Bishor Shesh Pesach, Umor, Matz Umor, Menochem Lefonecho. Okay. Over. The Havamina, as we always know, every Havamina also has an element of Maskon in it. Every Havamina in the Gemara also has remains. Remains as Torah. Remains as a chelik of the Maskon itself. We have a whole week to go through Pesach. Perhaps, Taka, it's incumbent upon us that we still observe the Havamina of the Chazal, the Yochel Meresh Chodesh, by being makdim our preparations for Pesach, by being oisik, as it says, shloshim yoyim koyim l'chag, koyim to one shit in the Gemara, 2 weeks before the Chag, to be oisik behilchus ha-Pesach, oisik in the ruchus of Pesach, right, not just the cooking and the shopping and everything else, be'ezah Hashem, the yochum Meresh Chodesh will be fulfilled, and will achieve taka the level of Avram Oya, be'ezah Hashem in his Pesach, to the fulfillment of the mitzvah he was passed.